care about the environment and social justice? Stay tuned as Green Divas and Green Dudes from Greenpeace, you know, those folks on the front lines of environmental activism, report on the hottest eco issues and ways you can take action. Well, another wonderful Green Divas and Green Dudes Greenpeace segment this week. These folks are out there on the front lines, really. They're just making stuff happen. So we're going to talk today with Diana Best, who is a senior climate and energy team campaigner. And I know she was recently involved. I know she's involved with a lot. But she was recently involved in a protest that, you know, was larger than I think people expected it to be in Denver, having to do with the Keep It in the Ground campaign. They're trying to stop a federal lease sale. I don't know that they did that, but I do know that what I read about it was that people are taking notice because the activity, thanks to Greenpeace and people like them. The activity is stepping up. And anyway, so hi, Diana.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Wow. So you've been really busy because there's a lot we have to do.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we have been busy not only in Colorado, but all over the country for this big week of break free actions that are happening.
Yeah. So that's happening. Right. I didn't even mention that break free and talk to us a bit about what that is, in case people don't know.
Sure. So Break Free is a global week, a little bit more than a week, of actions that have been happening all over the world. It's from May 3rd to the 15th on six continents. Thousands of people have been taking bold action to break free from fossil fuels. It was an attempt to really say that enough is enough, and people all over the world are going to stand up together and say, we want to see a world without fossil fuels, and we're willing to put our bodies on the line, engage in direct action and civil disobedience to stop the fossil fuel program.
Yeah.
And it's been happening all over the world, and there's really wonderful photos coming in. If you do want to take a look at that, that's at breakfree2016.org.
Breakfree2016.org. Yeah, I did. I was involved with one that was happening here in Albany, New York. I could not get there, but I know some friends that made the trek and got involved with something up there. So we'll find out more about that next week, I think. So what was going on in Denver? I mean, there's a lot going on in Denver. Obviously, that's the seat of a lot of fossil fuel industry activity. But what were you doing there recently?
Yeah, so there were 2 days, really 2 big days of direct action that happened. One on Thursday at the Federal Bureau of Land Management, Federal Oil and Gas Lease Sale. And then one again on the Saturday in a small community that's facing fracking, just mere feet from an elementary school. Aww. Let me start with the activity that happened on Thursday. So, there's a really powerful movement that's been happening for a long time, but has been really escalated in the U.S. in the last year or so around keeping fossil fuels in the ground. We know that, around the world, we know if we're really going to avoid catastrophic climate change, we need to start saying we need to keep fossil fuel reserves in the ground. It's not enough to just cut it off at the power plants and reduce emissions where we're burning fossil fuels, but we also need to start keeping those reserves, those really heavy carbon reserves, underground, under the ground, under the ocean, wherever they lay.
Right.
The potential greenhouse gas emissions of all remaining federal fossil fuel reserves is about 450 billion tons. This was really highlighted by our friends at the Center for Biological Diversity last year released a report called Grounded, the President's Power to Fight Climate Change, Protect Public Lands, and Keep Publicly Owned Fossil Fuels in the Ground. Really some powerful facts coming out of there, including, from 2003 to 2014, 25% of all U.S. federal that about 25% of all U.S. emissions came from the federal fossil fuel program. So we're talking about a significant amount of greenhouse gas emissions tied up in the federal fossil fuel program.
Yeah, and so much of that is these land leases and these offshore drilling sites, and then there are beautiful natural landscapes and resources, and they're also in people's backyards.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, not only is there this growing movement to say, you know, these are our beautiful public places, they belong to all of us, they belong to all taxpayers, we want them protected from extractive industry. But now there's also this really important climate imperative, too, that if we start to say no to federal leasing and see the end of the federal leasing program, there's a significant carbon number attached to that. And that helps us get to that number of trying to keep fossil fuel emissions down.
Now, what about all the naysayers who are like, but we can't do it on renewable energy. We can't power this country on renewable energy that quickly. What's the answer to those people?
Yeah, you know, I think this is, we're in a really interesting place right now. Transition is never easy. I don't think anyone believes that we can get to 100% clean energy overnight. But this is a massive ship, and we have to start turning the wheel of that ship. And that means actually starting to say, instead of continuing to move forward with the reckless federal leasing program and leasing more and more and more acres to fossil fuel companies, we need to start saying no. We need to start turning the ship towards powering clean energy. And we need, you know, to recognize that if we do want to live on a livable planet that's healthy for all people and all beings, then we're going to have to see an end to the leasing, the federal fossil fuel program eventually.
Yeah. I mean, and even if they do stop creating new leases, they still have enough probably, I mean, I really don't know, but to begin the transition, there's still enough happening, right? I mean,
yeah.
Come on, people. Enough's enough, man.
Right. There's still a huge amount of reserves that fossil fuel companies do have. And, you know, I do think there's this really interesting piece with the federal program as well, which is what this Keep It in the Ground movement is all about, which is, you know, there, I already mentioned the 25% number. So 25% of our emissions do come from the federal leasing program. We also have a president who has publicly said, if we're going to avoid climate change, we're going to need to keep fossil fuels in the ground.
Yep.
You have, you know, Hillary Clinton, who's, of course, running for president, saying that we're going to see the end of the federal leasing program. If we're serious on the global scale.
Wait a minute. She said that?
Yeah, she said that. She was interviewed at one of her rallies a couple months ago, and she has said, we're going to see, it's only a matter of time before we see the end of the federal leasing program.
Well, okay.
And, you know, I mean, I think this is a really tough situation, right?
Yeah,
where we've said globally, we're committed to fighting to stop climate change, and we're going to take responsibility for that. You have the Obama administration saying that in Paris and then ratifying that again in New York. And then you have that same administration federal program continuing to move forward with reckless leasing on public lands. Those things don't add up. And that's what the Keep It in the Ground movement is all about. It's saying, listen, let's start to put our money where our mouth is.
Yep.
And say, if we're serious about stopping climate change, we're serious about cutting emissions. That doesn't just mean the Clean Power Plan, as powerful as that is. It also means taking responsibility for where we can stop leasing, and that leasing can stop on our federal lands with an executive order from President Obama.
Yeah, and as I've talked with some of your colleagues in previous segments about taking the fossil fuel out of the equation when it comes to politics and elections and these candidates, or, you know, I think that's imperative, because I don't know why Obama may or may not be hamstrung, but it certainly doesn't help. And I like that you're still calling for these candidates to please not take that money.
Yes, absolutely.
So
this brings me to what Thursday was really all about. So we're in the middle of this, you know, really powerful week of direct action happening all over the world. And lo and behold, a federal lease sale is happening during that precise window of time. 6,900 acres, a little more than that, of public lands in Colorado were going to be auctioned up. And what we saw was this incredible moment of not just Coloradans, but people from all over the Mountain West coming together in Colorado to say, you know what? We've been at auctions in all of our communities. We have protested outside. We've even gone inside to the lease sales, and we've chanted and we've sung together and we've made noise. We've been escorted out. I think it's time that we actually shut one of these lease sales down. So we had 300 people come to the Holiday Inn. The Bureau of Land Management actually moved the auction to the Holiday Inn. 300 people coming together and attempted to stop the lease sale. Even 8 brave activists broke away from the crowd and actually blockaded the doors to the lease room, the auction room. We were able to hold it for about an hour, but the Bureau of Land Management snuck in the bidders, potential bidders, into the room, and the lease sale moved forward with only members of the industry and a select few members of press. No public were actually allowed into the public leasing process where they auctioned off those 6,900 acres.
Well, I like that we're not going to make it easy. You know, if you're going to do it, we're going to make it challenging for you, and hopefully in time, they will get the message, and Obama will get the message, and the next president will, you know, be able to take significant action.
Absolutely. Yep.
Woohoo. So tell our folks what they can do to, you know, to break free, to participate, even though the week will be over. I'm sure we're all encouraged to continue some of these actions and activities. What can people do?
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is, I think, really the kickoff of a new wave of civil disobedience that we're going to see all over the country and all over the world. I think people really get it that we're going to have to start putting not only our voices, but also our bodies on the line if we're going to see a world free of fossil fuels. I think the biggest thing right now is we have an incredible opportunity while President Obama is still in office to see an end to the federal leasing program and to continue to demand that he take executive action to end that program, or at least pause it and say, we really need to account for how our federal leasing fits into our broader climate plan.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing people can do right now is continue to put the pressure on President Obama. You know, we still have a fair amount of time before he steps down and the next president takes office. And I think that's a really imperative window. And people should continue to call for that. You can sign a petition on our website at greenpeace.org.
I just did that.
Great.
When you called, I was filling out my little letter to President Obama. I'm like, please, please.
Perfect. And, you know, we kicked off a sort of a new phase of this Keep It in the Ground campaign, which, as I mentioned, has been going on for a while. But we kicked off a new phase of it last September. Over 400 groups from all over the country signed a letter to President Obama asking him to call an end to the federal leasing program. We're almost at the one-year mark. September will be the one-year mark. We have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that have signed up. We're going to do a big petition delivery to President Obama at the end of the summer. So keep getting the signatures in. Keep raising your voice. Keep challenging that we don't actually need to continue to lease new federal fossil fuels or fossil fuels in general.
Yeah.
If we're going to do anything, we need to start by saying no to new leases.
Yeah, sister, I'm with you. And I hope everybody listening, you know, goes to greenpeace.org/USA.
Yep, that's right.
And, you know, keep active. Let's keep their feet to the fire till things really change.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for your help, Diane. And I'm looking forward, you know, for all the work you're doing. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again as maybe by the end of the summer, we'll have some, you know, significant news here.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
To get active and connect with other Green Divas and Green Dudes, visit greenpeace.org/USA. And of course, check out thegreendivas.com for more ways to live a deeper shade of green.